spending in the cause of Allah. Now turning to alms and other philanthropic spendings, all religions seem to promote the same in one way or the other. In some religions, spending in the cause of Allah is institutionalized by levying a well-defined tithe. In others, the method is left to the free will of the individual as to how and how much to spend. Again, in this area, the universality of Islamic teachings becomes evident when a detailed study of the subject is made from the Quran and the traditions and practices of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The subject is so vast that it covers all possible areas of human interest. We find in Islam an institutionalized mode of spending, as well as non-institutionalized modes of spending, with their respective spheres being well defined. But Islam does not leave it at that. It speaks of all possible requirements and their relative importance. Islam goes further to instruct man to spend in the cause of Allah, keeping in view all the do's and do nots mentioned in the Quran. The Holy Quran is very clear on which spending in the cause of Allah will find favor with him and which will be rejected. The subject is so vast, as mentioned before, that it is beyond the scope of this short treatise to cover every aspect of it. One thing, however, is certain, that the character of universality of this teaching becomes more and more apparent as one proceeds to grasp the form and spirit of this important subject. Islam also clearly defines the areas of spending of the prescribed religious tithes, leaving no ambiguity whatsoever.